This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The second India-Arab foreign ministers meeting is being held in New Delhi. Leaders of all 22 Arab nations are taking part in meet, which is being hosted by India for the first time and taking place after a gap of 10 years. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi received the delegation of foreign ministers of Arab countries, the Secretary General of the League of Arab States and heads of Arab delegations. During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi conveyed his appreciation for the important role played by the Arab League in supporting efforts towards regional peace and stability. He reiterated India's continued support for the people of Palestine and welcomed ongoing peace efforts, including the Gaza peace plan. The Prime Minister highlighted the deep and historic people-to-people ties between India and the Arab world. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, in his opening remarks, stressed on zero tolerance for terrorism and said it must be an uncompromising universal norm. He said terrorism in all its forms and manifestations is a common threat for India and the Arab nations.
Cross-border terrorism is particularly unacceptable because it violates the basic principles of international relations and diplomacy. Societies targeted by terrorism have the right to defend themselves and will understandably exercise it. It is essential that we strengthen international cooperation to combat what is a global scourge. Zero tolerance for terrorism must be an uncompromising universal norm.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha today. After presentation of the budget in the lower house, the copy of the budget will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha. It will be the third budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Before the budget preparation, the Finance Minister held pre-budget consultations meetings with several stakeholders. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh had also held extensive pre-budget consultations on various aspects related to agriculture and rural development and submitted compiled report of suggestions to the Finance Minister. Union Home Minister Amit Shah launched a sharp attack on West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and the Trinamool Congress, accusing them of dividing society and weakening the state. Addressing a BJP rally in Baghdogra, Mr. Shah alleged that the Mamata Banerjee-led government has damaged Bengal's social unity by pitting communities against each other. Earlier yesterday, addressing a party workers' conference at Barakpur in North 24 Parganas, Mr. Shah said the SIR process will continue in the state. He alleged that due to the state government's non-cooperation, fencing could not be erected in the border area of the state, demanding an impartial investigation into the warehouse fire at Nazirabad, where 27 people were charred to death. Mr. Shah said that this incident is the result of corruption by the ruling party. He accused the chief minister of engaging in vote bank politics even over these deaths. Rajya Sabha MP Sunetra Pawar took oath as Maharashtra's Deputy Chief Minister. This 62-year-old is the state's first woman Deputy Chief Minister. This comes after the sudden demise of her husband and Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar in a plane crash earlier this week. Earlier yesterday, Ms. Pawar was unanimously elected as the NCP Legislature Party leader during a meeting of the party's legislature wing held at the office of late Ajit Pawar in the Vidhan Bhavan complex in South Mumbai. Indian Navy will host the second edition of the Indian Navy Half Marathon INHM today in New Delhi, which with the tagline Run with the Navy. The marathon will be flagged off by the Youth and Affairs Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya. A statement, Defence Ministry informed that around 14,000 participants are expected to complete across three races categories comprising of 21.1 km, 10 km and 5 km. In men's cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 46 runs in the fifth and final T20 of the five-match series at Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram last night. In Australian Open tennis, Elena Rybakina has won her maiden women's singles title, defeating Arina Sabalenka 6-4, 4-6, 6-4 in the final. The Kazakh fifth seed's huge ball striking caused all sorts of problems for twice champion Sabalenka. And that is the end of this news bulletin.